Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
January 9th, 2007, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, software for 2007. Welcome back to another show. I've got lots to talk about today. There are so many things getting ready to happen that I thought we should take a look at what's coming down the pike for 2007 so that we can sort of plan accordingly. This is the time of year when we sort of evaluate everything. We evaluate our workflow. We evaluate how we go about doing things. We evaluate our businesses. We evaluate our personal lives. And it's a lot easier to make decisions to sort of plan for the future when you have some idea of what may be coming down the pike. And there's a lot coming down the pike in 2007. I think it's going to be an exciting year for digital photographers. And I want to talk a little bit about what I know is going on to hopefully help you plan as you get ready for the upcoming year. I'm going to focus mainly on software right now. Now, obviously, there are going to be new cameras in 2007. There's going to be new printers. We're already seeing the Epson 3800 released, and I'm going to be taking a look at it probably in the next day or so while I'm at Macworld. Epson has a big booth there, and I'm going to get to take a look at this brand new inkjet printer that's supposed to be just the cat's meow. It better be. It's $1,200, so you know I have high expectations for it. But nonetheless, I think it's going to be a wonderful printer, and I'm going to have lots of fun playing with it and thinking about, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be nice if I happened to be the lucky person that won the Epson drawing and came home with a 3800. Now, I'm not holding my breath on this, but, you know, we all have our dreams, right? So there's going to be lots of hardware stuff. PMA, the Photo Marketing Association show, is coming up in March in Las Vegas. We know there's going to be big announcements both right before the show and during the show. Again, that will be cameras and related hardware. So lots going on, and it's very difficult to predict what hardware manufacturers, what camera manufacturers are going to be doing. On the other hand, on the software front, I think the waters are a little clearer. I think I have a much better idea of what we're going to see in 2007, and that's what I'd like to focus on today, the software that we'll be using to manage those images that we capture and hopefully that we'll be outputting to these fantastic printers. Well, okay, maybe the same printers we've been using for the last year, but nonetheless, you know, we are outputting and we are going to use what we have to our best advantage. I'm going to be focusing on four applications today. Two by Adobe, and that will be Lightroom, and actually a suite of applications, CS3, and two from Apple, Aperture and iPhoto. Now, I have received mail from some of you, and I don't want you to think that I'm ignoring you, about other applications. And there are all sorts of wonderful applications out there to help us manage our images. And the problem is I can only talk about things that I'm really familiar with. And because there are so many things out there, I really try to focus on the things that most people use most of the time. Now, in other shows, I may be able to take a look at some of the other applications that we use for our digital photography. And this doesn't mean that they aren't good, but I'm going to go with the applications that most people use most of the time because, again, you know, do you really want to listen to a podcast or any sort of radio show or even reading something online that talks about something that you never plan on using or that you never hear about? So, you know, my apologies to those of you that are fans of some of the other applications, some of the other great applications such as Capture One. But today I'm going to focus on Lightroom, CS3, iPhoto, and Aperture. Those, in my opinion, are really the biggies. Those are the ones that I think most people will be using in 2007. I want to start with Lightroom. This is a very interesting application. Those of you that have been following this show from the beginning know that Lightroom has been in beta now for quite a while, and that one of the things that we're going to see in early 2007 is the 1.0 release of Lightroom. And this is very exciting. One thing that I can tell you right now is that if you've been using the beta version of Lightroom, which is a free download from the Adobe Lab site, that the final version, I don't think I'm spilling any beans here, is going to be quite a bit different in what I mean in terms of performance, in terms of features, than what the public beta that most of us have been using up until this point. I think Lightroom 1.0 is going to be a fantastic application, and I think it's going to come out of the chute very strong. I think people initially are going to give it good reviews. I think it's going to have what we call a positive buzz in the industry. And I think it's going to have a very strong start. Now, one of the advantages of Lightroom over some of the other applications is that Lightroom will work on both Windows and Macintosh computers. And I think this really gives it a leg up in terms of in schools, whenever you're doing any sort of training or whenever you're working with a large group of people, even in businesses where you may have mixed platforms, you may have both Mac and Windows, the ability to have one application run on both platforms, I think, is, you know, very notable. And I think this is going to be one of the strengths of Lightroom. I think another thing about Lightroom, and again, this is a total photo management environment here. In other words, you have Lightroom on your computer, on your Mac or Windows computer. You plug in your memory card reader or your camera. It sees the images there. It allows you to adjust the metadata upon upload. You pull the pictures into Lightroom. There you can organize them. You can put them in collections. You can add keywords. You can rate them. You can do all sorts of stuff with your images to really know where they are. Now, you can go the managed library route with Lightroom, which means it puts all of your master files within a container on your hard drive. Or you can have your pictures saved to some location on a hard drive or an external hard drive and just have Lightroom reference those images. You have the option with Lightroom to go either way. I think that's notable because if you have an existing workflow that you already like in terms of folders and how you name those folders, those directories with your images and stuff, and you want to stick with that, I think Lightroom will allow you to do that. Now, once you have your images in Lightroom, then you can process them. It has, I think, very strong set of tools in the develop module. And it's very powerful, especially for raw images, because it has sort of a hybrid version of the Adobe Camera Raw set of tools, so you can make your raw adjustments. I think it's in some ways more intuitive even than Adobe Camera Raw in terms of how they label the tools and so forth. You have lots to work with. You can probably do about 80% of your photo editing, maybe even more depending on what type of photographer you are, right there in Lightroom. Now, if you need to round trip, in other words, if you need to have an image go out to Photoshop or some other image editor, you can do that and then bring it right back in. I think everyone realizes that not one set of image editing tools will work all the time, and sometimes we just need Photoshop, and Lightroom makes that fairly easy to do. And then also you have a set of, once you get the images the way that you want, you have a really nice set of tools for output, for sending them to a printer, and I think the folks at Adobe have done a great job in simplifying the dialog box for print output so that you actually understand everything that's going on there and that you can get good prints, prints that look like what you see on the screen fairly easily without having to fool around with a whole lot of different settings in the print dialog box. You can create slideshows. You can build web albums. You have lots of options. So Lightroom 1.0, we're going to see in the early part of the year. I think everyone pretty much understands that and feels that it's coming. We don't know exactly when it's going to be out, but I feel very safe saying that Lightroom will be here in the first quarter of the year and probably even kind of early in the first quarter. Now, what this means for you, if you're thinking about the tools that you're going to use in 2007, and if you've had a good experience with a beta version of Lightroom, then this is something that you're going to want to wait and see how the 1.0 looks. I don't know if they're going to have a demo version of the 1.0 or not, or if you're just going to have to buy it. That remains to be seen. But it's something that, since it's going to come out in the early part of the year, you might want to wait and take a look at it before you make your software decision for 2007. Now, the thing that we're all hoping for is that if we've been using the beta version of Lightroom, that all the work that we've done, the key wording and so forth, will transfer over to the 1.0 version. Now, there's no guarantee of that. And as you know, as I've talked before, that you have to understand, if you're working with the beta version, there's a chance that all of that metadata will go away in the 1.0 version. Your photos will still be there, but who knows if you're going to have to re-keyword or re-rate. We're crossing our fingers that we won't have to, but that is a possibility. So that'll be another thing to look at. How much work will it be for us to move, for those of us that have been using the beta version of Lightroom, to move from the beta version to the 1.0 version? But it's definitely something to keep an eye out for in 2007, and I think Lightroom is going to be a very big player. Now, while we're talking about Adobe, we have CS3 coming out this year also. My sense is that CS3 is going to be coming out a little bit later in the year, maybe spring, maybe a tad later, maybe late spring, possibly even early summer. I really don't know, but I feel fairly confident that it'll be somewhere in that spring, early summer time frame. Now, the CS3 suite will include Photoshop. It'll include a new version of the Bridge. InDesign, you know, the whole suite of applications, and you can either buy or upgrade the whole suite, or, you know, I don't really know for sure, or just upgrade the application in the suite that you're using. For most of us, that's going to be Photoshop, CS3, and the new version of the Bridge. Now, what's interesting, I think, about Photoshop is that even though it's made by the same company as Lightroom, I really get the sense that they are doing a lot of work on the Bridge, which helps us organize our images. Now, the Bridge, of course, doesn't just bridge images with Photoshop. What's interesting about it is that if you're an InDesign user, for example, then, you know, Bridge helps you use those photos with InDesign and other Adobe applications in the suite. So, you know, it's got a little broader functionality than, let's say, Lightroom, that just really focuses on your digital photography workflow. Bridge has a little wider scope. That being said, my sense is that they're really working on Bridge, and if you're a Bridge user right now, if you're using Bridge in CS2 and you like it and you sort of have it down to a science, it's really something to think about in terms of, you know, will you buy Lightroom? Will you wait for CS3? You know, what will your game plan be there? Because if you like Bridge now, my guess is that you'll probably really like the next version of Bridge, and that might be the path for you to go. You might want to stick with the workflow that you have now, which is basically a Bridge, Photoshop, and then whatever else you have in that chain of applications, and just basically update it to the CS3 suite. And that's a real possibility. So, you know, sort of my bottom line there is that if you're a happy Photoshop Bridge user, Lightroom's going to probably come out first. You're going to probably want to take a look at it, but you also might want to really kind of weigh the workflow in Lightroom against your workflow right now with Bridge Photoshop, And if there's not that much difference, you may want to consider waiting for CS3 and see how the new version of Bridge and Photoshop work together and then make your decision. So I think it's the waters are a little murkier for those of you that really like using Bridge and Photoshop together. If you're not using that combination right now, and if you don't really even have a photo management workflow, then I think, you know, Lightroom is going to be very appealing, especially if you're in a cross-platform environment. So that's going to be something to wait and see. Again, I think we'll be able to make our decisions by early summer as we compare those two applications to one another. But I think there will be a gap of time in between the release of Lightroom and when we see CS3. So next I have the two Apple applications, and before I get to them, I want to just take a little break and do some virtual camera club business. First of all, I want to talk about the photo assignment. We have the Pool of Light photo assignment. It's online now, and I was really wondering how that assignment would turn out. It was during a tough month, December. You know, we're all kind of busy with family and the holiday stuff during December. And also, you know, often it's not the best shooting weather either. But yet people really stepped up to the plate, and we have a terrific gallery. And if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to go to thedigitalstory.com and take a look. I know you'll be impressed. And hats off to all of you that contributed to that gallery. You know, you guys just every month just really, you just bring a big smile to my face as I, you know, because I'm the one that gets to see the pictures first, you know, so, you know, that's, I have the privileged position here of getting to really enjoy these pictures and work with them, and then before I present them to the rest of the camera club here. So hats off to those of you that contributed to December Pool of Light. The January assignment is in full swing right now. It's Glimmer. And again, I'm very curious to see what folks are going to do for Glimmer because there's a couple ways to go with it. You know, you can kind of do like the Glimmer of Light in terms of, you know, just physical stuff like, you know, light off in the distance, off of water, reflection, things like that. But then you also have, you know, Glimmer of Hope sort of thing, which is more of an emotional shot, you know, where it could be a total people shot where, you know, hope or something like that comes into play. So there's lots of ways to go with this month's photo assignment, and I hope you find something that resonates with you and then that you send it in. Again, go to the submissions page on thedigitalstory.com. There's everything you need to know about submitting your photo. The end of the month is the deadline, the end of January, and then we'll get another gallery up, and you can be a star and show all of your friends and the rest of the world. And when I say the rest of the world, I mean the rest of the world. So, you know, a lot of people look at this stuff. Also, grab shots are starting to pick up again. Thank you very much. I want more. I want more. And, you know, one thing I want to say to you, if you submit a grab shot and it doesn't go online right away and you don't hear from me, and you probably won't hear from me until I actually get ready to publish the shot, only because I only have so much bandwidth for email. So I hope you understand that I'm not ignoring you. I am looking at your shot and reading your story. But I'm also trying to figure out, you know, a good time to run it in terms of, you know, how it fits with the other content and so forth. And if it doesn't run, and if you don't hear from me, don't let that discourage you. Send another grab shot. Send another grab shot. You know, sometimes the first one won't grab, or even the second one won't grab. But I guarantee you, if you continue to send grab shots, you will get one published. It's just the way it is. Every photographer that has submitted multiple times has ended up having one published, and it will happen for you too. So if your first one or your second one doesn't get published, don't get discouraged. Keep sending them in and know that I'm enjoying them even if I don't run them, okay? So grab shots, I'm very enthused about them, and I hope you keep sending some my way. Also, I want to take a moment and thank both of my sponsors, Boink Software, with Photomagico. And by the way, Photomagico, which is, you know, this fabulous software for creating slideshows, They're running a public beta right now, so you can download Photomagico 2, try it out, use it, and you give them feedback. And if you're not a current Photomagico user, I think it's a great way to take a look at the software. The new version 2.0 is going to be fabulous. It has all sorts of new features, including the ability to create standalone slideshows that can run on any computer. So that's pretty cool. So take a look at it. You can click on the Photomagico tile on the digital story, and that'll take you right to the site. And then also ExpoDisc, those wonderful folks that make color correction so much easier, white balance, accurate, thanks to the fabulous ExpoDisc. Use it with your custom color function. Both of them sponsors of the Digital Story, and I just love having them. And thanks so much, folks. Okay, let's get back to work. Right now with aperture, we're at 1.5 point. And this application is starting to mature. I really feel like that the version of aperture that we have right now, we will probably have for a little while, because a lot of things are working very well in it, and I think Apple's really getting their head around this application and have put something out that's very good and very useful. So I think the next version of aperture that we see will, you know, not be so much about, you know, kind of getting the application in shape, but then expanding it in the directions that Apple goes. And, you know, a lot of that's based on feedback that they get from Apple or from Aperture users. But I don't think we're going to see a new version of Aperture for a while yet, substantial. We'll probably see minor updates, bug fixes, possibly even minor feature enhancements. But as far as Aperture 2.0, I would be very surprised if we saw anything before the fall, and possibly even as late as November or so, before we see a 2.0 version. So, you know, for those of you that are considering Aperture, you know, you can download the demo version right now and take a look at it. You can use it. It's not crippled in any way. You can use it for 30 days and really get your mind around, is this an application that resonates with you? And I think, you know, it's really cool that they have the demo version right now, because as you're thinking about Aperture or Lightroom or sticking with your Photoshop workflow or, you know, comparing it to other applications that I'm not talking about today, it's very nice to have a fully functional demo to help you make that decision. But I think as you evaluate Aperture for 2007, the way that I would look at it is the application that you can get your hands on now is the application basically that you will be using this year. So you can basically compare Aperture 1.5 to the new version of Lightroom, or the 1.0 version of Lightroom when it comes out, and the updated CS3, and that should give you a pretty good idea. Now, my advice is that if you're sort of weighing all of these against one another, since you can get the demo version of Aperture right now, I would go ahead and download it and start working with it and pretty much have, you know, your mind into the application, so that when Lightroom comes out, then you have something to compare Lightroom to. And when CS3 comes out, you have something to compare CS3 to. In other words, you've already sort of done your Aperture homework. So that's my advice right now. Aperture 1.5, I think, is basically the app we're going to see more or less to the end of the year, and base your judgment on that. Now, the last application that I want to talk about in this roundup for 2007 is iPhoto. And quite possibly, as you listen to this right now, Steve Jobs may have just announced a new version of iPhoto. It would be iPhoto 7. The reason why I say that is that Macworld is happening this week. Steve Jobs' keynote Tuesday, same day that this podcast goes up. And traditionally, at least over the last few years, at the Macworld keynote is when they announced the new version of iLife. In this case, it would be iLife 07. Right now, I don't have anything that would lead me to believe that this year would be any different and that we'll probably see an iLife 07 this year. We will probably see an updated version of iPhoto. So iPhoto will be a new app. Now, it's a very affordable application. There's two ways you can get it. Well, one way isn't quite as affordable as the other. One way that you can get it, of course, is buy a new Mac once iPhoto, once iLife, the new version of iLife is out, and the iLife suite of apps will be on the new Mac. So that's one way to go. Not that affordable, but you do get a new Mac in the bargain. The other way to go is to buy the suite of apps. Now, traditionally, Apple has charged $79 for the whole enchilada. I would be surprised if they got away from that this year. Even if it went up to $99 or something, that's still pretty affordable because you get iWeb, you get iDVD, you get iPhoto, you get iMovie, yada, 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 GarageBand. You get a whole lot of stuff. So if you really kind of amortize how much iPhoto is costing you, really affordable application. Now, don't let its affordable price fool you. This is a very powerful application, and over the years, it's evolved into something that I think is outstanding, quite honestly. It allows you to do full screen editing. It is a great tool for managing all of your photos, for rating them, for keywording, all the things that we've been talking about with Aperture and with Lightroom. iPhoto does a lot of that also. Now, it isn't as powerful in the sense of, you know, the ability to manage maybe as many images as elegantly as the other two, but it does a darn good job. And it also, because of third-party development, you know, you can have multiple libraries in iPhoto and easily switch among them using iPhoto Library Manager or iPhoto Buddy. And there's a lot of cool stuff with iPhoto, such as the greeting cards, being able to make calendars. Of course, you can make books with it. You can output the web. You can really do a lot of good stuff. Now, the area up until iPhoto, the next version of iPhoto, and as I said, Steve Jobs may be trumping me at this very moment, but up until this point, the one thing that iPhoto hasn't done as well as Aperture and the beta version of Lightroom is the way that it handles raw files. And, you know, this non-destructive editing as designed in Aperture and Lightroom is very good and it's very smart. You work on a raw file and you create another version of it. You're only talking about a little bit kilobytes of data because it really what it's doing is saving instructions. Then it applies those instructions to the original file when you output, you know, so that would be exporting, printing, whatever. iPhoto hasn't worked quite as well. If you make another version of a file in iPhoto, it actually creates a duplicate. So it takes up more disk space to do the same sort of thing. That may change in iPhoto 7. If it does change in iPhoto 7, then you really got to take a look at this application because of its affordability and its power. It runs very well on both Intel Macs and the older G4 Macs and G5 Macs. It doesn't run on Windows, and neither does Aperture, by the way. I didn't mention that in the Aperture spiel. But iPhoto is pretty darn good stuff. So if, you know, if you're a photographer that doesn't really have a photo management system right now, you don't really want to invest a lot of money. You want a good, stable, seasoned application, then I really would take a look at iPhoto. I think it has a lot to offer. And if you don't shoot RAW in particular, I think it's a very good choice. If you do shoot RAW, and if they don't change that non-destructive, you know, if they don't upgrade it more to the way that Aperture and Lightroom handles RAW files, then I would give Aperture and Lightroom the edge for RAW file shooters. But for JPEG shooters, as it stands right now, it's a beautiful application. So there you go. I hope this helps you as you think about your photo software for 2007. It's going to be a great year. I'm going to have so much to report and share with you. Hope this gets you off to a good start. Don't forget to take pictures. Get out there. Get some shots. Get your photo assignment in. Send in those grab shots. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.